Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Run It Up. Today, we're going to be talking about March Madness, reacting to that. I have a mock draft coming out, and then we'll also be talking later about the Masters. So, yeah, should be a good episode today. All right, so since we last talked, I think it was the Sweet 16, right? And so
Yeah, it
our
was either the Sweet
brackets.
16 or the Elite Eight.
I think our brackets were still alive because we both had Alabama winning it, right? You had Alabama.
Yeah, and then Alabama lost to SDSU in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, and then FAU made it all the way to the Final Four, which is crazy.
Yeah,
Amazing
Cinderella team.
run. Yeah. Miami beat Texas, which is upset. Oh, Miami beat Houston and Texas. Gonzaga, that game ended wild. That what's his name? Schroeder or whatever, that hit the shot.
Yeah, I can't remember, but
Yeah, and then I was hoping that Arkansas would have made all the way to the championship game because I had them doing that, but then they just got blown up by UConn.
UConn played amazing the entire time. And usually this doesn't happen, but like the sports analysts before the tournament were they were all talking about how UConn could make it far. And I before the tournament I was like, yeah, I don't really think they're gonna be that good until I mean like yeah, a couple of my brackets I had them losing in the first round, but
I'm gonna be
that didn't
completely
go so
honest.
well.
I never watched a single UConn game.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't watch a championship game or like any
Oh, you
Final Four
didn't?
game.
Oh, I thought you were talking
No.
about like regular season games. No,
No,
I watched.
I didn't watch any. Like, I don't even know who's good on their team. I was
I mean,
at
they
basketball
got.
practice when it went on.
Oh, well, they got a couple people, like Adama Sinogo and some other people, but like I watched their Final Four game and the championship game, but that's it. Yeah, but
Okay.
they just blew out everybody they play. Well, I mean, not blew out, but they beat them by over 10 points, everybody,
Didn't they
which is
like have
crazy.
like two big men that were really good?
Yeah, it's this one some 7 foot white guy, and then another guy named Adama Sinogo, who's apparently really good. Well, he is. Sorry, I don't know. I said apparently, but he's really good.
Yeah. Hold on, let me check real quick. So, their first game, they beat Iona 87-63. The next game they beat St. Mary's 70-55. Next game they beat Arkansas 88-65. And
Yeah, they killed Arkansas.
then they beat Gonzaga 82-54.
Oh, yeah.
Beat Miami 72-59. And then beat San Diego State 76-59. That's an amazing, like, one of the best runs I think I've seen in like the tournament like ever, because it was over at least like 15 points almost every time. I think
Yeah,
Miami
that's why.
game was by
Yeah,
13.
that's why I was surprised like how well UConn did. Like they did good, but they beat everyone they played by over 10 points. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they looked well, I don't know how they looked, but it seemed like they played really good,
Yeah.
and now they have five championships now, so they're
I
keeping up
mean,
with Kentucky.
yeah. It may stay that way for a while. Unless Kentucky does something next year.
Well, Kentucky's going to be really good next year, so.
Yeah, well, we have said that for like the past 6 years, so.
Well, I'm counting that the four top eight recruits that we have coming this year will make us a lot better, so.
Yeah, but sometimes when you have a coach like John Calipari, it doesn't really matter who you have on your team. You're usually not that good.
Yeah. All right, do you want to get into the mock draft?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of I'm sorry about that, but I didn't make one, so I'm just gonna be reacting to cruises. So
Yeah, okay.
I'm not as into this as sorry, I'm mean, as cruises.
Okay, here it is. I mean, it's like the day after we filmed that one podcast. Okay. All right.
Golly.
Yeah, I know. I was bored on the bus, and so I just did it. So I think I went up to like 15. I don't really know. I can't remember. am not willing to count. And I'm assuming that there are no trades. So that's just what I'm going.
Yeah.
So the Panthers, they have number one overall pick. I have them taking quarterback Bryce Young out of Alabama. I don't know. It could just be so random if they pick, like, if they pick CJ Stroud or Bryce Young. But I think that they – I heard earlier that they might be leaning towards CJ Stroud right now. But I think that they'll end up picking Bryce Young because he's – it's a little bit – it's a little bit more of a risk. But they think – I think they want more scrambling option. And I know that CJ Stroud can move, but – Bryce Young is able to run better, and I think that's what they want to build around more
right now. Yeah, I saw a video, like, literally, like, an hour ago saying that I think that the sports team list that is always – that's, like, near the Carolina Panthers that that talks about him and stuff, he said that they're leaning towards Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. And I can see that because if Bryce Young gets bigger, he'll be, like, really good because he can, like you said, run out of the pocket and he's, like, more of a runner than CJ Stroud is, and that's what you need in the NFL.
And, you know, he's accurate and he can throw really far, too. He's just, like, if he could just take hits, then, like, he'll be, like, one of the greatest quarterbacks, I think.
Yeah, if he turns into, like, a Tua where you're, like, so, like, really injury-prone, then that's a waste of a pick.
But he took some pretty big hits at Alabama, and he looked like he was fine. So hopefully his career will be good. Okay, then obviously we have the Texans taking C.J. Stroud next. He's really good, and the Texans are kind of just – if they don't trade with the Panthers, which I don't have any trades in this mock draft, then they will be, like, choosing whoever didn't get chosen at number one. And I don't think they'd be mad either way, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and I also do want to say I made this mock draft when I wasn't sure what was happening with the dude from Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Jalen Carter?
Yeah. So I just didn't put him in here. I probably would now, but I don't think I don't have enough time to change it. So I'm just saying that right now. Okay, the Cardinals, I have them taking Will Anderson Jr. They're, like, number one need right now, especially since T.J. Watt retired. I mean, J.J. Watt retired is linebacker and someone to get to the quarterback. And, you know, Will Anderson is really good at doing that.
Yeah.
I think he could be a really big name, kind of like Micah Parsons going into the NFL.
Yeah.
Because he was so good in college. Like, even the year before – he probably would have been the number one overall pick if he was eligible, like, a year ago. So, that's saying something. Okay, all right. Next, I have the Colts taking a quarterback. I want you to guess.
Will Levis.
Yeah. So, I've been hearing recently that the Colts are either looking into Lamar Jackson or Will Levis, because I don't think that they're every team's kind of gone away from the thought of getting Anthony Richardson. Not every team, but, like, teams with upper picks, they've been like, there's just — he's really athletic, but can he, like, really throw? And he doesn't have a lot of leadership.
Yeah, he seems too inconsistent, because sure, he did amazing in pro day and at the combine, but if you look at the tape from last year when he was at Florida, he played horrible. He had, like – I'm pretty sure he had one touchdown throw and three interceptions against an okay Kentucky defense.
Yeah.
So – and another thing about Will Levis is that I'm biased saying this, but, like, if I'm the Colts, I would rather pick up Will Levis than Lamar Jackson, because as good as Lamar Jackson is, I feel like more potential because he's, like, built, like, he's big, and if you can just get him to hold on to the ball more and just, like, be more accurate with throwing, he can be, like, a really good quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't want to give up that much assets to the Ravens for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And you might not even know, like, in 2 years, he could just be out of the NFL trying to be smart like Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
So, And it's been a rough situation with the Ravens right now, so I have no clue what they're going to do, because it seems like Lamar might hold out if he stays with the Ravens. So
yeah.
All right, so that was, well, that was okay. All right, Seahawks have the 5th pick. This is from Denver. I have them taking Miles Murphy. I think he's a D end. The Broncos defense is already really good, but there's really nothing they could do on offense besides maybe O-line. So might as well beef up the defense, because some of the defensive players are getting older. So, you know, Miles Murphy is really good, and he can get to the quarterback fast. He's really fast, very mobile coming out of Clemson. And I think he'll be a really good talent in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch a lot of Clemson games last year, so I don't really know too much to say.
Yeah, they fell off. They were supposed to be really good, and then they just, you know, kind of like with North Carolina for basketball and football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, next I have the Lions coming up. I have them taking D-end Tyree Wilson. I think he came out of Texas Tech.
He came out of Texas Tech. I've seen some clips of him. He's pretty good.
He's fast. He's really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Can get to the quarterback good. And their offense was pretty decent last year, so I don't think that they... All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what happened, but we kind of, like, got cut out or something. I was talking about Tyree Wilson, and he got picked up to the Lions. I want to just leave it at that, because I talked about him for a little bit, and I don't know where we got cut off or not. So I'm just keep going. So for the Raiders, I have them picking Kelee Ringo. And I know that that a lot of, like, they have Christian Gonzalez from Oregon being picked. But this is my mock draft and who I want each team to pick. And Kelee Ringo is a monster. I just don't know what happened that made him not be seen as much, but he is so good. He's going to be as good as Sauce Gardner in the NFL, I think.
Whoa, that's really bold.
Yeah, I can't explain to you how good I think he is. He's so good.
Yeah, he's really athletic.
I think this would be an amazing pick if the Raiders got him here. They need cornerback depth, so picking him would be a good pick here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next I have the Falcons. This might come up to a surprise, but I have them picking Anthony Richardson. They need a quarterback, and they've probably needed a quarterback for, like, well, since Matty Ice left, and Marcus Mariota is not the answer. And I think picking a quarterback here would be smart, even if it means it's a risk, like taking Anthony Richardson might be. They still, you know, have some, what's it called? Like, faith in the young talent.
Yeah, I mean, they picked up Desmond Ridder last year, and I mean, I feel like he's just going to be a long-term backup quarterback, so I think it is smart to pick a quarterback for this pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, all right. Next, we have the Bears. I have them taking Peter Skoronski, I think is how you say it. I probably butchered that so bad. But he's an offensive lineman. He came out of TCU, I think. And he's really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't really have much to say about him, but let's just keep going. They need to protect Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Aaron Rodgers. Justin Fields.
What did you say? What? Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know
why I agree with you. I had a brain fart, too.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, guys, I don't know if you guys realize that, but Aaron Rodgers actually got traded to the Bears.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Breaking news. Okay. All right. So, next pick, I have the Eagles at number 10. I have them taking Bijan Robinson. We need a running back, and because Miles Sanders left, and so taking B.J. Robinson here would be awesome, because he's going to be a beast. I'm telling – he's so good, and I know that taking a running back early might not be good, but he's going to be a beast. They're comparing him to Saquon Barkley, so.
Yeah, that's literally what I was about to say. He really reminds me of Bijan. I'm not Bijan Robinson. He reminds me of Saquon Barkley because he's just he just can truck people. I feel like he's gonna be really good.
Yeah, he's like a mixture between Derrick Henry and Saquon, I think. So he's gonna be so good, and I'm hoping that the Eagles get him because, then their offense will be unstoppable. So. All right, this next pick might come as a very big surprise, like really. I have the Titans taking Hendon Hooker.
Wow. Honestly, I can kind of see that because, I mean, yeah, they picked up Malik Willis last year, and he seemed like he just seemed really scared whenever he'd get like whenever he was out there, he just didn't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I can see how they would pick up Hendon Hooker. It just kind of stinks because you never – I'd wish that he would have finished out his season instead of his ACL getting torn.
His ACL got torn? That's what happened?
Yeah, he tore his ACL against – when they lost to South Carolina.
Oh, wait, what? South Carolina?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Malik Willis, my bad.
No, Hendon Hooker.
Yeah. I think this would be a pretty decent pick because, you know, Ryan Tannehill is not performing as well as you want him. He doesn't perform in the playoffs. And so this could just be like maybe like a really risky pick, but if it works out, then it'll work out really well. I actually doubt that they would do this in real life, but I'm hoping that they do. I really like Hendon Hooker. He almost won Heisman. If he didn't get hurt, he probably would have won Heisman. So
I don't think he would have won Heisman, but he would have been really close. I think he would have been second, but under Caleb Williams.
Oh yeah, Caleb Williams won it. That's right. Maybe not then. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next we have the Texans' other pick, and you know they traded Brandon Cook, so they need a wide receiver. So I have them taking Jackson Smith Njigba. He's such a good route runner. Like I watched his highlights a couple of days ago. Oh my gosh, he's really good. Mm-hmm. He can. I would compare him to like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he's good. I really like him. sort of the same thing with Hendon Hooker. He was just hurt the whole season. He only played 3 out of the 13 games they had that season because he hurt his hamstring. Mm-hmm. So,
but you saw his championship game. I mean, not championship game. That bowl game, a year ago or whatever, where he had like almost 400 yards.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's
kind of where a flip switch and like switch flip whatever. But that was a turning point for him. He was good in 2020 and 2021. Season 2022 season whatever but like this most recent season like you could just tell in the 3 games he played that he was a lot more confident, and I think I can see him being like I guess Stephon Diggs, but I can also see him being like a Ja'Marr Chase
because
he's like really not as big.
Sorry. He's a little skinny, so you'd have to build some muscle, but I think that he'll be able to get that. I know they have Jordan Addison and a lot of mock drafts going to the Texans, but I don't think Jordan Addison is as good as Jackson Smith and Jigba. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right, next we have the Jets, and, you know, they're probably going to get Aaron Rodgers soon, so they need someone to protect him. I have them taking Paris Johnson. I think he went to Ohio State. He was really good, I'm pretty sure. So, I'm terrible at talking about offensive linemen because I just I just don't care. So
I just really don't pay attention. Whenever I'm watching a football game, I'm not staring at the offensive linemen. I'm mostly looking at the quarterback and like the running back and the wide receivers. So
yeah,
so it's kind of hard to talk about the offensive linemen. But
if you want to look up him up, just go to his stats or something. They probably have him there. Oh, and the next two are offensive linemen too. All right, great. I have the Patriots taking Darnell Wright, another offensive lineman. I have no clue where he went. and I've probably never heard that name before. So, yeah, that tells you all you need to know. Yeah. Even though they probably won't, they might not even have a quarterback. I don't know who they'll, Lamar Jackson, maybe, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping. Yeah, and then the Packers, I have them taking DeJuan Jones. They ran out of their quarterback options, so they decided to take an offensive tackle for Jordan Love. Yeah.
Yep.
Believing in Jordan Love, I guess. All right, you want to talk about the Masters now?
Yeah, I'll just do a quick little briefing on the Masters. So, first day, Masters. Just to, for people who don't know, this Masters, there's four rounds of the Masters. The first round is today, and then the last round is on Sunday. So the first round today, a guy named John Rahm and another guy named Victor Hovland, and I believe Brooks Koepka. I haven't seen – here, I'll check really fast, but John Rahm, he's from Spain. He's been really good the past couple of weeks playing. Yeah, so Brooks Koepka from the United States, John Rahm, and Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland's from, like, the Netherlands or something. But there's really – there's an amateur who's in seventh. So he's a new guy. But there's really just a bunch of familiar faces just playing here. Rory McIlroy, he is he's on hole 15 currently. He's the favorite to win it this year, going for the Grand Slam for all five major tournaments. But, yeah, that's really all you guys need to know. Just if you guys want to watch it, it was on – should be on ESPN.
Probably on like right now.
Yeah, it is on right now. It's
yeah,
April 6th through 9th. And if you have ESPN Plus, you can wake up in the morning and watch that. But, yeah, that's really it about the Masters. Nothing really too interesting. Well, it is interesting, but nothing that – people.
If you don't care about golf, don't watch it. But
yeah, I wouldn't watch it if you don't care about golf. But if you like golf, I mean, good, might be something you want to look into.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, I don't think there's anything else that we really need to talk about.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully we'll be back next week. It might be 2 weeks or whatever. We might forget. Yeah, thank you guys for watching. We'll hopefully see you next week. Peace.
See ya.